Hello, and welcome to Royale Without Cheese, our bi-weekly podcast in which we discuss both the classic and the unknown of art and popular cinema from the then and now. We are your hosts, me, Leonardo Miranda, Miguel Aidu.
Hi there.
And Tomás Ferreira.
Hey, hey, hey.
Today we talk about The Marriage of Maria Brown, but before any ados, don't forget to subscribe, leave a comment, or simply give us a like. The Marriage of Maria Brown is a 1978 German drama by Fassbinder. The film stars Anna Schigula as Maria, whose marriage to the soldier Hermann remains unfulfilled due to World War II and his post-war imprisonment. Maria then adapts to the realities of post-war Germany, selling her body and soul, all the while staying true to her love for Hermann. The film was one of the more successful works by Fassbinder and shaped the image of the new German cinema, becoming one of Fassbinder's most profound accomplishments. However, did this femme fatale of post-war Germany also bamboozle Royale Without Cheese? Or was it the opposite? Fellas, cue in.
Hey, 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 fellas, let's talk about Maria Brown.
Maria, Maria, Maria.
This was the last film, as the last collaboration between Fassbinder and Michael Bauhaus, who is the director of photography, if I'm saying his name correctly at all. And then he went on to collaborate with Martin Scorsese, which is interesting. I think he suffered a burnout by doing so much work with him. You know, Fassbinder worked from what, 69 to
80s,
beginning early 80s, yeah, when he died. So, and he produced around 30, 40 features. And this is the 23rd feature with Schigula, so that's interesting. An actress who also appears in Poor Things, if you look closely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, this film, I was kind of bored. So I watched the first hour in English, then I decided to spice things up. And
Oh my God, you did.
Yeah, I took the English subtitles out, German subtitles in.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, big mistake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't help at all.
Yeah.
You got the gist of it.
Yeah, I did. But yeah, it's not... it's a very cold film for me.
It's a very cold film. I think that's a good adjective, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it's just hard to connect with that character. And and so much of the plot is uninteresting to me.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys thought, just generally. But yeah, those were my feelings.
Yeah, I felt the same way. But I also, to be fair to the film, I don't think at least what the film is trying to do, I don't think it's to create an emotional or a deep emotional connection with the main character. I think only by the end is that it kind of clicked for me that this is more similar to the way Godard goes about things with narrative than mm-hmm. a more conventional type of narrative. So maybe if I'd clicked earlier about that, then maybe I would have enjoyed the film a little more. It's all right. It's not bad. And it's a film I can definitely see myself maybe in a few years if I'm more familiar with Fassbinder and if I have a different, if I have more knowledge on the context of Germany, late 50s, post-war, maybe I'll enjoy it more as well. But yeah, I just felt a little cold. I felt very much on the outside looking in at a film. Didn't feel pulled in. There was a moment there, like I think when she starts her relationship with the American soldier Bill, I think there was something there that was like, oh, I like this guy, he's cool, but then he dies and it's like, oh no. He lost me. So immediately,
yeah, completely. Yeah, my feelings are mutual to yours, you too. Actually, I think it's a very cold film, and I think it's interesting. I think the main comment I have for it is like, it is well crafted. It has a great performance by Schigula. It is, and she's a very interesting character, Maria Brown. The way she's so cold and cruel that she sees no means to an end to get to her riches and get her big mansion to later on, when possible, receive her husband back and actually start her life, kickstart her the normal life, you know, build a family, build a future, etc. Let's say, at least that's the conception, right? That normal life that seems to be on hold. And in the meanwhile, she, in her independence, is grabbing what she can and twisting and bending things around corners to, even if she has to be relentlessly cruel to get it. And that path into more and more power is an interesting one, but it's an interesting one to me, like on paper. Almost like the film, the story, the concept, seen from afar, is very interesting. I really like this idea of a character who is really beaten by her own flaws, by her own cruelty, her own egotism, you know, and lust for money, and just becomes worse and worse. But on the film itself, it just feels like he has these plot points. Certain scenes are very interesting, and then there are scenes that I'm like, why am I watching this? Why is this important for the movie? I don't know. I don't know. Like, it seems like he stretched the movie to a point where there are certain moments where I feel, I don't understand, why am I watching this? Was this really important for what I'm watching? And the thing is, some may say, to the experience of some people, that the film is cold, oh, because the character, that's part of her personality, she's cold. And I might have wanted something more on the lines of the conventional, for example, just because I need it for the narrative to be more dramatically rewarding. I'm sorry, just because in a movie that is about this very depressing post-war Germany that is trying to get back up. Because let me put this in context. What's interesting about the film, in a way, as well, is that we are seeing a movie about the war in Germany during and afterwards. And normally, in this context, we are used to see the Germans as being the baddies through the SS officers and whatnot. And here we actually see the people of Germany in the villages, in the city, this city in particular, I think Berlin, where the women, the children that got left behind, we actually see, well, how does life go on while the men are out there doing the fighting? Well, in that context, of course, of the 50s. It's about the vices, getting the cigarettes, getting the food, you know, and so they become the byproduct of war is that they become like this cold and they see no means to an end. And that's what it is. Okay, fine, but the thing is, it's just more rewarding, narratively speaking, if I see this character who once was charismatic, perhaps warm, had the vulnerable side to her, hopeful dreams, becoming more and more world weary and cold. I just think that she's like this from the very beginning, and so I'm kind of like, I don't create the connection with her, and that just comes off detrimental for me. Like, how can I care for this character, care for what I'm watching, the world, if she was always more or less like this? I'm a bit annoyed by her, a bit revolted by her. In some
She's too
instances, I do
German.
admire her, you know. Sorry?
She's too German.
To
Too
Germany.
German.
Yeah, I mean, in some instances, I do kind of, in a way, that I do admire her for her tenacity and, you know, her ambition, but it's very difficult to create a fully fledged connection for her, understanding for her when she's so cruel. And the cruelty is part of the fascination, but when on the one hand, at the beginning, you don't have that understanding of why is she so clinging to this man who she barely had a day, you know, a relationship with. We don't know nothing of it. Why does she cling on to it? And it's the more and more annoying, in a way, when this scene that is like, for me, it's a key scene. That is so much related to why does she build this life? She's building a life in the way that her man, her husband, comes back, and her normalcy, her normal life in family can finally kick start, and Herman can come back, and you have this scene. You know, her whole life mission is around this. You know, Herman will come back, and I'll finally have all these things prepared for him: this big house, this lush richness, these clothes. And the thing is, one of the scenes that kind of deflates all of that, all that goal, the weight behind that goal, is one of the first scenes where she is making love with Bill. And everything about how that scene is staged is laughable to me. It's comical to me. And there are a lot of moments where I do love how well-crafted the long shots are and the performances and the subtext in the mother trying to keep certain things a secret from her daughter at the beginning. You know, the mother seems more world weary, cynical. She believes that Herman is dead. So I like that dichotomy. You know, she's coming home kind of hopeful. But then you have this scene where she's making love with Bill and they are undressing, and the door to the bedroom is kind of half open. And I'm like, come on. I mean, you may be alone at home, but somebody might get in. So first problem, you have Herman coming in. He opened the door to the building. He crossed the hallway. Nobody heard this. Okay, fine. He's at the door finally. They took all this time undressing. And the thing is the positioning of the camera. The camera is at the position where I see the guy watching them, and I'm like, how can you not see each other? And it's the whole time of them undressing themselves. They finally sit down. And when she notices him, he's like, oh, Herman. 1, 2, 3, 5 seconds. Oh, hi. He goes for a kiss. Slaps. I'm sorry.
This is
I don't
Bill, just a
believe
friend.
this. Yeah,
My friend
Bill.
Bill.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous, the theatricality in this scene. And then
But you
it's
think
like,
that's bad? You think that wasn't intentional?
even if it was intentional, I just
It
think
doesn't work,
with
okay.
such a w when you have like her whole life goal being around Herman and doing it for Herman and her, and then the way she reacts to the situation is looking at Herman. I mean, the natural. I mean, for the most part, well, yes, the film is acting this realistic register, even if cold, it's a realistic register. It's not like overly stylized or anything like Godard. And so when I look at this, it's like, how would she have this reaction? I've accepted through the movie that she's psychotic, but the thing is, I mean, putting myself in her shoes, I mean, the first reaction would be like confused that this person I thought that now is alive, and then secondly that embarrassed that he's seeing me in this situation with essentially a lover, and I don't want this. So confusion is what she should be with, and then finally happy that oh he's not dead, he's alive. And so the byproduct of all these emotions is just a complexity, confusion, and embarrassed. It's just sadness or rage, something, but not the stupid happiness of going to him. And what do you expect? I mean, I'm not saying that it's fair that she received a slap, but you know, I don't understand her reaction. And then to top it off, he slaps her. He sees cigarettes and it's like, ooh, jumps like a gorilla, goes to the cigar.
Yeah, it's there's a lot
It's
of weird
weird.
reactions
And
to
I'm
other
like,
people's
what the?
things.
Yeah, like, what am I? I'm laughing through and through. He's like, And then you cut to them, to Bill and Marie on the floor, and they're like, looking at him very theatrically, like it's t like nothing abhorrent happened right now. And then he gets up, goes to Bill. I think there's a little skirmish there. And then all of a sudden, to top it off still, the way she decides to kill Bill, kill Bill,
Whoa.
to kill Bill,
Whoa. Whoa,
but
wait, it's right here.
metaphysic pun. And then it's like she picks a bottle, and it's the most strange action. The way the performance is taken is like, I don't know what that is, but I was completely in disbelief of the thing. It was like, okay, I'm now gonna kill you, and then he dies, and it's like, eh?
But the whole film has this theatricality, and you can tell also by the way they speak. Everything it reminds you of a poem, of someone talking while reading poetry. It's
And then you figure out like, okay, he's fond of him. She's like in the court. She confesses, I'm fond of Bill, but I love Herman. And Herman acts with disgust, like covering his mouth, like. Bleh. And I'm like, so what is the nature of your relationship? Do you love her or not? I'm kind of like confused by the whole of this relationship that just seems to be the engine to why she does things throughout the whole film. The relationship between her and Herman. If he feels disgust for her, but then goes along with her, and there are visits in the prison, he seems to accept her, and they have this bargain with each other. Okay, you go on, I stay here in prison, but you go on and build this life for us, and one day I will kind of get out. I don't understand it, and that scene to me is just, it deflates all seriousness. It's like she kills him, she kills Bill, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't take this character seriously. And it's just, you just have, there's some other scenes that I find interesting, but like the scene on the train when she puts her charm on and just can lure through her, manipulative ways, this industrialist type guy, Oswald, to her, and just control him to her needs. And you have that lovely scene where he's kind of in her his interpreter in this like business meeting affair, and she's clearly translating the language into another thing. to benefit her needs, to so she can kind of become a higher up in the business. But it's like, okay, these are little breadcrumbs in largely what is a movie that I just feel, like you said, Mike, bored. Like, because there are just other scenes where I don't see the purpose of it. There's this board meeting scene where Willie, who is the actor that I said before we just started recording, Willie is the one guy married to the childhood friend of Maria's, who is Betty. And Willie is the guy, the actor who is a Bond henchman in GoldenEye. Completely unnecessary detail now, but I
It's
need to
very
say this.
important.
Just a little piece of trivia. He's a villain in that movie. And in this board meeting scene, she there seem it's like it's I'm like, what is going on? It's like a work context where she's at this board meeting, very well dressed, talking to Senckenberg, the accountant of Oswald. And with whom she has this interesting relationship of, warm and cold. He respects her as kind of an ambitious woman of business, but at the same time, he seems to be kind of defied by her. And they're having this some kind of conversation about business, but Willie is there. I mean, what is he doing? Like, the private and the personal collab, but I don't see quite the purpose. And they seem to, maybe there's an implication of a love affair between them. I don't know, but it's kind of like, where is this going? What's the need for all this scene? I don't understand. And I'm like, this movie's too long. Too
Wait a
fucking
minute,
long. Like,
wait.
I will be
Who is
fine with one
Willy?
hour
I'm
and a
very
half.
confused now. Who is Willy?
Willie, exactly.
Yeah,
Exactly,
no,
more confused.
exactly. Who is that guy?
He just kind of introduced these characters without the names. I needed to do some research. But Willie is the husband of that childhood friend of hers, who is Betty. He's the soldier that comes back at the at in the
Yeah,
first act of the
no.
movie, and serves as like this hurt, plot point where, oh, you have your husband back, but I don't have mine. That's what
It's
happens in
isn't it
kind
the
of the
guy who
beginning.
announces that Herman is dead?
Yeah, he's the one who
Yes,
says technically
he does say
that
that.
he
Now that
knows
I
that he's dead or
remember.
something like that. But isn't he also like the leader of some union or something like that? That's why they're all together. And they
Perhaps
even
that
comment
completely
they pass
flew
you
over
by
me.
because one of the guys even tells her like, "Oh, so you're hanging out with the enemy because they're, they're the corporation and the union." And she's like, "Oh, I navigate both sides. I'm with the workers and with the capitalists." That's what
Right,
she says.
yes. So much information given in such an elusive way. Characters may be having one dialogue, but then they slip into another detail and then another sub detail that I'm like, okay, but then past another scene, I forgot that thing. Like, I'm not thinking about it anymore. So maybe I registered and then I forgot later on. So it's, I don't know, it's very overwhelming, and I'm not connecting with the character whatsoever. It's like this ambivalent thing where at times I do find some scenes interesting, the way he stages them and how the character is on the whole. But looking into detail in the film, I just think there's so much into it that I find that I could deal without scenes that. Just more narrative economy, understanding this relationship a little bit more between her and Herman. Why does she cling so much to her, to him? And I don't really understand the intention behind the whole theatricality with the husband coming back.
I get it, but I also think it's
Don't know.
on purpose, like her, the connection between them not being very strong because it's like it's
Oh,
just what
yeah,
they're
I can
supposed
understand
to
that.
be. It's like, oh, he's my
Because
husband,
on the
she's my
one hand,
wife.
yeah, on the one hand, I can understand the coldness and why some people, some viewers would connect to this idea that the film is meant to be super cold. And like her, you, the viewer, have gone through very little time with this husband of yours. So you're not really connected with, perhaps you're not really connected with him as a person, but with him as the idea of what the life will be. You never got to meet him entirely because we don't know the nature of their relationship. Maybe it was an arrangement that was, a prearranged marriage where she doesn't really know the person. It was like a marriage through benefit. He was a highly ranked SS officer, and then her mother wanted to be so, and that's it. So she formed an idea of him. What is love between these people? We
But
don't know.
still,
And sometimes you have to accept. But still, like I said, like dramatically speaking, it's very difficult to be rewarding. It's very difficult to go through 2 hours of this and like. This sense of transformation of her from warm to cold, I don't feel it. I just think it's rough. But go ahead, Mike, say.
no, I was saying, but still, because I mean, she does do a lot of things for him, and there's it. At least there's an attempt at aiding him and being there for him, and so it's still strange how that re relationship, even if not entirely formed, so to speak, would also then have all these, gestures and seemingly showing that they're in love. So it, yeah, it's a weird state of things
Concoction.
between them.
Yeah.
And yeah,
You know, it's
it's
like
she
I
loves
feel
him. I
there's
just don't think
something
she loves him.
missing. Yeah.
I don't
You
think
don't
she
think she
loves
loves
him.
him?
Yeah, I don't think that's like I don't at least that's not what I read it as. I feel it wasn't love. It's like as you were saying, she was gonna marry
Yeah,
him.
she's
I
not
mean, the
capable
first
of
scene
love.
immediately, yeah, even that. But even the first scene is like pretty, I think it's kind of funny, like how they're getting married and it's getting bombed at the same time. And they're running after the papers to sign it
Yeah.
while they're getting bombed. I think the film is speaking to that mentality of like that you see in a lot of fascist societies, which is you should marry, have a normal life, marry to a top guy, like an SS officer, and get a house and have kids and, ignore everything else, which is the context in which you exist, which is horrible. And I feel like her going back to him once he returns is sort of an attempt at getting back at that idea of normalcy, of having a husband and a house and living life as your as the Führer wanted you to live it, and so I read it more from that perspective. And also again then comes the part of the allegory, which is what makes the film strong, but at the same time it's what makes it difficult to connect with, which is her representing the way Germany got back on track after World War II. At least I think that's what Fassbinder is sort of trying to say. It's more trying to forget the past and hide while continuing to do things that are, very questionable and having similar, aims of economic growth. You keep doing it, you just do it in more acceptable terms. And I feel like that's more or less what she represents,
Yeah,
is
no,
like that
for sure. I can totally
mentality.
understand that. And like we were
Yeah.
just discussing, some people may read it as she's in love, some people may read it just as we were saying, she has this idea of what the marriage will be. And so she pins that down, has a goal. And I can see that. I think the film should, I mean, to me, the film should be concerned either way, whatever the motivation is, should be concerned. You give a little tweak, just give us a little turn of the screw to see that glimmer of light. So we could understand a little bit more of her psyche on that path. Like maybe we would watch a scene, something of her mother saying, maybe previously to the initial opening scene of her marrying the guy, or maybe not even. I don't think it even needs to be a scene previous to that. It could be afterwards. A little conversation in the first act, like a little conversation between their mother and her, or between the mother and the grandfather, on how the mother reflects that, well, I shouldn't have never gotten her into that prearranged marriage, or say something of the kind. Or not prearranged marriage, but a marriage with that SSS officer, or just something that indicated to us that this was something, a goal in her head. That was part of that culture, part of that dynamic of society. Just something that gives us a channel into her intimacy. Just something that gives us something to cling on to why she does what she does. And that would be enough. And the film could be still have this nature of being cold and would help me a little bit. But it's very difficult
And
to go about it this
as
way.
Lo reminded, I mean, it's it film starts with the marriage while there's this bombing going on, and even that suggests this urgency where you kind of associate it with romantic love and this powerful love that goes beyond the war, and they need to match and they need to get married right then and there. And so even that suggests that there's love and that there's something very powerful. And for me, at least, it kind of goes
That's
into the opposite
interesting.
direction
Yeah, that's
afterwards
interesting.
because.
But I didn't read it that way. Because to me, it was more of a joke. It almost reminded me of a Roy Anderson like sketch, a vignette, because of how ridiculous the situation is. Like they're getting bombed, but
I
they're
think.
so focused on signing the paper, signing the paper. But that's interesting, the idea that that could be like the romantic. It's like the Pompeii, you're dying and you're
Yeah.
with your love and getting burned down. It's like that type of thing. I get that.
I think it's exactly that. I think what's so interesting about this is that we are seeing different people having different interpretations. I can totally see what Miguel is saying, but at the same time, it can lead to that interpretation as well. Because on the one hand, you see it has the first opening shot, the Führer, bombs go off, wall goes off, and you see them having this, very candid moment inside the walls, and it seems very intimate, okay, love. But then it kind of all deflates when I see those guys go running off the street and just signing that on the ground, just in German, just
No, yeah,
give me
but that's the
that.
thing. It's the
And
first
so.
idea that you have, which then completely derails afterwards. Because I don't believe it afterwards either. I mean, it's just something that you start by seeing that, okay, perhaps it's something that they feel, but then yeah, you kind of get into this idea that she's kind of a psycho and she
It
can
feels more like an
really,
obsession
really love. I don't
suddenly.
know.
The way they
Yes,
throw themselves down
it's.
to the ground to do it in the midst of the bombs, and then, well, their whole behavior afterwards, like you said, throughout the film, just is indicative more of obsession than actual love. But yeah.
And I mean, yeah, it's considering the whole context of the film, then you also get a character that it's this cold. I mean, it's just too many elements, of an emotional barrier. I don't know. I feel like everything is kind of going in the same pit of cynicism, and it's very hard to connect with anything, even plot-wise. I mean, it's not just the character that is cold, it's also, the plot. As I was saying in the beginning, it's all. I mean, if it at the very least was a bit more interesting, but no, I mean, you could have a cold character and still be interesting, but it kind of bores you. And a lot of things has to do with this sort of matter of fact way of everything happening and the bureaucracies of a lot of things going on with her new job. It's almost like this cliche of being German and the German way of things, but it's true, and it doesn't really help, I think, for
Even
viewers
have
to.
a like a picnic in a forest or something. I immediately thought of what you said about in a fire, how Germans just love like folklore and like there's always something in the forest, something like stuff like that. It's why I like that's why I kind of liked Bill, because it felt like the film was finally trying to hint at
Yeah,
something.
Bill was.
Like a heart, like something very emotional. And then again, she hits him with the bottle and, like, boom. It's like, ah, oh, I gotta keep watching this. But yeah, I mean, again, it's what I was saying. I think the film is better than what I think it is, but it's just, I don't know. I feel.
It's clearly a matter of taste. We're speaking
Yeah,
in subjective terms of
exactly.
our reaction, or even objectively, because I think we can recognize things that are interesting in the film, and it's divisive to me that way. Because on a big scale, I can see the conception, I can see the path of this character. The performance itself is great. I really like his long shots, but like Mike is saying, the narrative, just the plotting. I mean, those turns of the screw at certain key moments would really benefit our connection with the character.
Because narratively, it's that thing, like the conflict between the intentions of what the idea is, like something more Godard, more New Wave, and then a more conventional story. And there's a thing here in this film, which is I want to see her, like her path to losing her soul, something like that, like how she gets lost in, like in cruelty and stuff like that. But there, it's not what's happening, because the film is like from the get-go, she doesn't really
She's
have a
always more
soul
or
or a
less like
heart.
that.
Yeah, and I get that that's the intention, like, of the film in terms of its ideas, because, again, because of Germany. Like, if she's a representative of Germany, you can't go from World War II Germany and say how it had a heart back then and then it lost its heart. No, not really. Obviously not. But I think that that's the conflict that I feel, which is the ideas of the director. And then a more well-told story sometimes can conflict, and I feel like it would be more interesting for me to see a more normal narrative of a woman who's like beaten down, post-war, like lost everything, and maybe she had a good heart, and then to try to get back up and make more money and get a house and stuff like that. She loses herself and loses her sense of sympathy for others. Again, that's not really what Fassbinder was thinking of doing.
And
And
nor the
I
opposite
respect that, but
happens. She doesn't start being cold and then kind of gains a heart as the film progresses. You don't really feel much of an improvement of her character. I mean, it's and kind of, that's part of the reasons why the film ends up being kind of boring, because you don't cling to the character and feel that she's changing. She just you know, just going through her life, being who she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
And the
mean, for
thing
a
is,
film, it's
it's
just not very potent, I think.
Yeah,
and the thing is, you know, even if it wasn't let's say this amalgamation between new wave cinema and the more traditional cinema, a balance between the two, let's say if the thing is even if the film had this kind of new wave inclination of making everything very bare bones and having the just the elements of the character has cold and having this objective but not really dive deep into the motivation. Even if we start as this symbolic character of Germany as in World War II and then passing to Germany post-war, who is always more or less and increasingly cold, even then, okay, even without this idea of going from warm to cold, okay, just always cold and increasingly so, even then I think we would need, it's such a specific context, war, human frailty, cruelty. I mean, you just need a little turn of the screw narratively at one point to just to indicate this. Why is this her goal? Why does she want to build this life to be with this person that she's never been with? My idea, my proposal of it, as I've said before or suggested, is that we needed a scene where we would be suggested in a nuanced way that in Germany back then, or just 50s back then in general, you had this idea of composing, you know, your family life, and this was, you know, pressed down on her, you know, and it was an idea, this image, this idyllic image that she had in her head, and we just need to be fed into that image as well, you know, and I just don't think that's there, and so it's very difficult to really. Because that's all I ask. Just a little turn of the screw, and then I would, you know, that would help me buy the rest of the path. Because, you know, a path that is difficult. It is very difficult for you to cling on a person who is always cold, you know, from the very beginning.
I
And you know,
mean,
being emotional doesn't mean to me to be obvious, you know, doesn't mean to be sappy, doesn't mean to be sentimental. You can't, it, I do advocate for the difference between. Cinema that is interesting is not sentimental, it's emotive, and you can be so by using subtext and being provocative and suggestive. And you can live in between these areas of a more mainstream cinema or a more kind of minimalist or whatever, you know, cinema that does not compromise itself so much with these solid rules. But yeah, that's you know, that's what it is. It's a film that we got. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's lots of films that are unconventional
But
and
for
or
example,
are that I love and I connect to emotionally, even if they don't follow conventional narrative rules.
oh, definitely. For
Yeah,
example, like
it's
Happy
just
Has
one that didn't
Lazaro,
work.
I really like, and it's not really a conventional film in its narrative at all. We've seen it,
Yeah.
actually. I remember now you've seen it as well. I really enjoy it, and I feel emotional by the end because it's a feeling that is more. Not connected to a person per se, but to an image of humanity becoming lost. Actually, it's a film about kind of humanity becoming lost to its own sins or its wrongdoings in a way, becoming cold with, you know, kind of an increasingly kind of industrialized capitalist world or the bad side of capitalism, I think. And so, yeah, or for example, you know, I'm looking at this film and I become worried myself, am I kind of disenfranchised with author cinema? But I'm not, when clearly on the other side, you know, I like authors like Bergman or Tarkovsky or Kieslowski, and
I don't think
those
you have
films
to
jolt
concern
me.
yourself like that. I mean, it's
No,
just
but you know,
a
I just
matter
put
of
myself the
taste.
question. Because sometimes you're watching a film and you just ask yourself, what is wrong with me? Am I not in the mood? Well, because you know. When they say that this film is like this big experience or whatever, you kind of go into it already with a certain bias, and you're kind of searching in the film for, okay, what are the things that are gonna make me go wow? And there was never really a moment like that, you know. And going back to those authors that I like, Bergman, Tarkovsky, whatnot, Kieslowski, they do have moments that make me go wow, you know, and they make me go, they jolt me, they provoke me, like they have something that make me feel. Even if they at times can be difficult to access, you leave those movies and the images, the feelings just stay with you. This movie, and I had other crossings with Fassbinder, kind of, there were years and years ago when I watched these movies, like I saw The World on a Wire, and Ally Fears the Soul. I like Ally Fears the Soul a bit more. I think it's the more kind of maybe classical of his. But even then, I always felt him pretty cold, pretty distant overall, and I never quite clicked. I never felt like he was never a filmmaker. I feel bad that I have not returned to him because it's one of those very talked about. But then it's difficult for me to come back to him because yet again there's this third film that I'm watching and I
Yet
wasn't
again, I'm
really
bored.
yet again bored. Yet again, Janus. Yet again, I didn't connect. And the other day I was just starting to watch The Bitter Tears of Peter von Kant von Kaff. I was watching the beginning, but I postponed it because I was watching at night, and that's the worst time for me to watch at night when I'm not
And
kind
why
of
do you keep
invested.
watching them at
I don't know. I don't know.
night?
I'm dumb. I defy myself to watch, these really demanding films at night when I know it's not my best time. It's in the morning.
Petra
And because I want to
von
challenge
Kant.
myself, I just want to watch a new
Kant?
film and be provoked.
Like
I
Immanuel.
just I push myself to it. And I was watching and I was like, oh my God. I was like, I cannot take this anymore. Like I was watching the film and I'm like, what's the subtext here? Like I'm seeing the subtext, but at the same time, like the subtext is not that interesting though. It's not that interesting though. And he keeps at it and I'm like, dude, it's not that interesting. I was just like, okay, let's be fair to this. It's not the best time. I know it's not the best time for me. I know I'm being cruel to the film. Let's just watch it in the morning when I'm fresher. And at least I'll know that I've watched it with attention. So I postponed it. And in the meantime, okay, the weekend came for Marriage. I saw Marriage, but I still have to see Bitter Tears, which I will. But it was yet again another sign that has been there for me. It's like, I'm gonna still keep giving him, chances to impress me. But personally, I haven't yet been impressed or connected with his oeuvre.
So yeah, I also watched Ali, Fear Eats the Soul. Yeah, I had a similar. I think I like it a little more than this one, but it's that thing, like films have weight to them, contextual, historical weight to them, and then you watch them and sometimes you feel underwhelmed. And I felt that way a bit about Ali. I just felt like I didn't fully enter the film again. Like I was a little distant, and that coldness that is very apparent in this one, Marriage of Maria Brown, is also kind of present in Ali, although it makes a little more sense in there, I guess. And you do feel more for Ali. I think that there's an emotional access that you can have to him, which benefits the film and makes it a little easier to follow, which I don't think you ever get with Maria Brown. It's sort of always a coldness. But yeah, I'm a bit on the same boat as you in the sense that I'm not impressed. I'm not, I haven't had that
Which
click
is
with the
completely
filmmaker.
subjective. Once again, I understand other people who have other readings, but personally, it's just
Exactly.
not connecting.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really add much to this because this was my first film from his, and yeah, it was what it was. So probably it'll be a couple of months before I'm tempted to return.
And that's all for today. If you'd like to reach out and suggest a film for the next episode, you can find us on the podcast official Instagram and Facebook pages. Feel free to subscribe, share the episode, or simply give us a little like. That's how our podcast can grow ever more groovy. And if you're on YouTube and want to see more videos like this, check out this next video right here. Thanks for listening, and see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.